Hi, my name is Victoria V, and today I would like to talk about the economic impact that governmental corruption has. More specifically, why corrupt governments cannot do anything to change their country's impoverished population.
First and foremost, it is important to understand that corruption within the government has detrimental impacts on the economy. In my opinion, corruption's biggest victim may be budding or local businesses. Because of corruption and inefficiency in the government, any entrepreneurship is almost impossible to start, or for some, not even an option. For example, when starting a business, one needs licenses, permits, and various other government-authorized documents. However, when applying for any government-mandated license, it is often neglected. This process can go one of two ways. One, the entrepreneur has to wait months or possibly even years for these permits, also factoring in the possibility that businesses might never receive the approval they need. Two, the entrepreneur has to pay someone off in the government to get it done faster. However, these small businesses often don't have the money to pay off these people, but yet, guess what's more common? Option number two, of course.
Why would an entrepreneur wait months and months and months if they could get it done faster? Because of this, there is almost no hope for the common person to try to start up a small business. According to Augusto Lopez Claros from the World Bank Group, the greater the incidence of corruption in the country, the greater the share of time that management has to allocate to dealing with ensuring compliance with regulations, avoiding penalties, and dealing with the bribery system that underpins them. Meaning that the more corruption a government has, the more a business must do to keep their business alive. This means keeping up to date and dealing with any new or reoccurring bribes they must pay. The cycle never ends. Thus, the startup or maintenance of a small business, or any business, is just about impossible to the common citizen who is just trying to make a living. Traditionally, if an entrepreneur does not have the internal capital to invest in their own company, they often look for external investors. However, as revealed by a Venezuelan entrepreneur in the steel industry, who will remain nameless, it is suspected that there may be governmental repercussions to any investor making large financial transactions. Although the repercussions are not clear, it is important to understand that those repercussions are enough to scare away potential investors. Additionally, most investors are too scared that it might lead to an involvement in the government, which is often avoided by the people due to the radicality and corruption of the government, thus all leading to the unwillingness to invest in local entrepreneurs. Additionally, even if an aspiring entrepreneur manages to start a business, they may face the wrath of a bigger, government-sponsored business who will do anything to shut down their competitors, no matter how small. Thus, these big companies create a monopoly on most industries, which hurts the consumers. This hurts the consumers because since the monopolies are generally the sole supplier of a certain product, they can raise prices as much as they want, which in turn hurts the general public's welfare. Governmental corruption's effect on small businesses is important because small businesses are the soul of a good local economy and government. And according to Barbara Crosette from the New York Times, experts now believe that local governments are very important in any reduction of poverty. It is believed because without smaller local governments, the overreaching governments would have too many nominal problems to deal with in order to help the people, and nothing would ever get done. Additionally, Crosette believes that in developing countries, local governments are either irrelevant or non-existent. This is a big issue in itself because a strong government cannot exist unless its smaller local governments are strong too. Therefore, it is necessary for local governments and economies to be successful and functional, because it can help to build up the economy of the country, which would collectively raise the people out of poverty, or at least increase their chances of escaping poverty. However, unfortunately, the developing or corrupt countries
find themselves lacking that key component of local government to achieve a thriving economy. Aside from the impact on small businesses, corruption has some more overreaching general economic issues. As discussed on the World Bank Group website by Augusta Lopez Claros, corruption undermines government income and revenue. This limits the government's ability to invest in any sort of projects that might enhance the livelihood of the common man. Additionally, because the money being sent to the government is misused, there is no respect or trust for any sort of taxation. As stated on the World Bank Group's website by Lopez Claros, corruption, by lowering economic growth, perceptibly pushes up income inequality. It also distorts the tax system because the wealthy and powerful are able to use their connections to make sure that the tax system works in their favor. It leads to inefficient targeting of social programs, many of which will acquire regressive features with benefits disproportionately allocated to the higher income brackets. This all means that the corruption does one of many things: increases income inequality, manipulates the taxation system, and actually deteriorates any social programs to actually end up helping the higher income brackets, rather than helping the people who need it, such as the impoverished. Additionally, according to a Venezuelan businessman, in Venezuela, the payment of taxes is still mandatory and every day more controlled. But unfortunately, it is not reflected in the improvements for society. It is also diluted to the hyperinflation in which we live. In Venezuela, the use of taxes, as seen by an entrepreneur, is uncensored and truthful. Any taxes paid to these corrupt governments, which are supposed to help the people, end up in the pockets of the wealthy. Additionally, corruption causes a consensus of general financial uncertainty because most financial deals or agreements are not based off of contracts or the written word, but based off of bribes. Consequently, bribes often lead to crime. Businesses now not only have to deal with corruption within governmental matters, but also face the wrath of competitors who are willing to pay off government officials, such as the police or tax inspectors, to scare and torment their competitors. Furthermore, according to the Venezuelan businessman, corruption is a determining factor because it increases both goods and services. And because the country does not produce almost anything, import costs are higher for commissions paid to the government. This means that because the government limits production and domestic business, the goods imported are marked up at higher prices to make up for the government's inefficiency. This markup hurts the people by making them pay much more for the bare necessities. On a more specific level, corruption has a very firm relationship to the status and amount of poverty a nation may face. Because much of government money is often put into the pockets of the government officials or put into unnecessary and counterproductive projects, very little is actually put into basic public works projects or any sort of projects that might help the lower class or general public. Additionally, corruption in the government often leads to inflation, thus making it even harder for the impoverished to have access to basic needs, in turn pushing most people in poverty into a deeper state of poverty. Moreover, it is often seen that countries who have corrupt governments have the most poverty. According to the same Venezuelan entrepreneur, the government is the reason that his country suffers. For example, the government does not make investments to help any industries, such as the industrial, agricultural, or the oil industry. The reason that the government has failed to maximize their economy is because the corruption in the government fails to hire the right personnel for each industry. Employees are hired based on basically nepotism or connections rather than merit. These people often lack the necessary knowledge to provide any successes for the company and the country. Currently, the issue of poverty is attacked in many different ways. However, the most commonly used tactic is to give money to the government to implement projects that will in turn help the impoverished. This money is donated with an unspecified agenda to simply help the poor.
thus leaving a lot of room for corrupt governments to find loopholes. Additionally, it is trusted that within the government they will use the given money to help the people. However, it is far from likely that this money given to the government is used for useful or beneficial things. According to Crescette from the New York Times, any foreign aid received by these countries in which the people are desperately in need, the money is hurled toward the main government or private non-governmental agencies. Because this money is now in the hands of corruption, it is misused and is not being given to local governments who can really do the most good for the most amount of people. Lopez Claros from the World Bank Group says that corruption distorts the decision-making connected with the public investment projects. In fact, funds are generally used on big projects that render useless to the needs or wants of the common people. And because these countries do not have the right personnel and power, these projects are rarely finished, thus adding to the pre-existing budget shortage, which takes away from vital areas or maintenance operations. In correlation with this, non-governmental agencies are also receiving international funding. However, these agencies often make up problems so that they may receive more financial aid, which will only hurt any national efforts. Likewise, Lopez Claros from the World Bank Group also admits that any money donated is misused, and he even contemplates the idea that money should be sent at all. Proof that money being thrown at countries is far from helping poverty is that in the U.S. News, Keith Hall says that in 2013, despite unprecedented levels of government spending to help low-income Americans, a record 46 million people in the United States are living in poverty. Hall also says that since the start of the recession, the number of Americans in poverty has grown by 9 million. Government assistance for low-income families now equals a shocking 10% of all household spending. The fact that even money being spent into what is supposed to be an image of democracy and fairness proves that money does not help the people really suffering. It only makes the people donating feel better about themselves and makes the government feel like they're really doing something. This revelation has been and still is ignored. In summation, the only way for an economy to thrive, make any use of donations, and ultimately even attempt to solve poverty is to implement a stable government who can then domestically install local social programs to promote job creation.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.